social and health insurance is
savvy.
Your social and health insurance is.
You are now tuned in to me and SHV. Ready for a new experience with SHV? Keep listening and get to know your social and health insurances. Missed an episode? Listen online via sdfee.sx. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Welcome to Me and SHV, another episode live and fresh and new here on the podcast platform. So do not forget to subscribe to your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Hi Sharon, you're here with us for this brand new episode of Me and SHV.
Yes, I wouldn't miss it. I almost did, but I'm so happy I'm here.
Yes, and we have so much good news, because if you listen to our previous episode about the beauty concept, you already find out that we have so much angles that we touched on. And we didn't really finish our conversation.
No, we didn't. We spoke about hoarding, the influence of social media. I felt a little bit bombarded by all the skincare products. We even spoke about my cat. So
I remember.
part one. That was episode 5 of Me and SHV season 5. So it was a good one.
It was a good one. And now we're here, episode 6 already. And we invited back to the studio due to many good storytelling that
yes,
we had.
Yes.
Stacey and Taylor from the Stacey and Taylor studio. Welcome back, Stacey.
Thank you very much, ladies, for having me on Me and My SHV platform.
Yes, I like that, Me and My SHV platform.
Wonderful. Ooh. And of course, we have our esteemed colleague, Miluska Yusen, as co-producer of last episode and this episode. Miluska, welcome.
Thanks for having me also. I would not want to miss this for anything in the world. So I had to clear my agenda to literally come back to take it all in from each and every one of you. And hopefully our radio listeners will also be able to take a part of it, you know, and make something good of it. Because beauty is like artistry, you know. It's like whatever you see, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and there are different dimensions. So it's more about the creative side today we're going to talk about, I'm thinking. So Stacey Ann, put on your seatbelt. We have on our listening ears.
Strap up.
We are ready to go.
Yes, great. What a wonderful introduction, Milou. Speaking about creativity, you are quite the artist yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am. So for me, I'm being a little rebellious at the moment. I'm going to be the villain in the story. And I'm going to say, while Stacey does the makeup that is beauty and it is focused on perfection and everything, as a hobby, I do special effects makeup as well. I just love the fact that I don't have to abide by no rules, that I can stick an ear or a piece of glass in your skin and make it look real and bloody up everywhere. But for me, it's the freedom, you know, it's the freedom to express myself at the moment, is the knowledge that I gain also with knowing how the body is perfectly put together, actually, and then I get to rip it to pieces with makeup, you know.
That sounds like a Hannibal movie. <Yeah.
laughs> But guess what, it is fun, and after a few minutes you get to wash it off and you're back to your perfect self.
Yes,
again.
Yes, so skin is definitely a canvas for you, a preferred canvas.
It is, and I can also do the beauty makeup also, you know, but that has to be perfect, because I have days when one eyebrow is more triangle and then the other one is not as long, and then I look mad or I look sad. I can't keep up with the perfection, you know. Maybe, yeah. I might need a template that I can get both, you know, both perfect at the same time. But then again, Stacey Ann, I know you have your agency and your modeling school. Is that a part of the curriculum also, makeup classes?
Oh yeah, I do have a studio which has seven sections for makeup. So if you are a group of friends, that is 7 or even 8, I will try to squeeze the 8th person in.
Perfect. And what is needed? What do you have to
but
come
I
with?
Do. I do give makeup sessions. So it's basically what I my target audience is persons who really would like to learn how to wear makeup, but they don't want it to look too overdone.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they don't want it to look overdone. So you come to me either with the makeup that you have, because you know sometimes you go on vacation, you walked into a makeup store and you see all of these beautiful new collections. Uh-huh. Especially the new collections tends to get people all the time.
Like, take my money, new collection.
Indeed. And you decided to get a palette from the collection, but then you go home, you don't know how to use it. So that's when you're going to contact me. And then I'm going to do step by step, which I would do one eye little by little, and then you would do the other eye. And during that process, you'll be able to fill out a face chart. So when after the session is finished, you go home, you're going to do your makeup tomorrow, because you enjoyed the session so much, you're going to follow each and every steps that was taken on the face chart. So that's you replicating that look.
Okay, because now, Stacian, we live in a very technologically advanced age where people use filters and artificial intelligence for everything. Now, imagine I take your class and then I come back with a picture that is supposed to be me, but it's my AI version. How would you handle that? What is your take on the new technological advancements that we confronted with nowadays?
My personal take on this. I mean, you know, the filters have been around for the longest period. Filters have been around where, especially, I forget exactly what year that was, when you have the song, "Let Me Take a Selfie."
Yeah. Oh, yes,
that
yes.
was a big thing. But then you have, in the song, actually, the singer, she was listing out all the filters that you can use, XX Pro and all of those names. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it has been around for so long, but my take on it, I don't like to follow the mass.
Correct.
I like to, you know, see what's happening, and then I make my own decision. Where makeup is concerned, when it comes to a client reach out to me to replicate a photo of someone, I tell them my honest opinion. First thing first, I'm not the one that did the person's makeup in the picture. And secondly, you doesn't look like the person that's in the photo.
A reality check.
So I can do your makeup as close to this as possible, and also for the makeup that suits your personality.
So the human touch is very important.
Very important, correct.
Yeah. So at Stacey and Taylor Studio, I don't take away the person's beauty. However, I enhance their beauty.
Correct. Yes. So your recommendation for St. Martin would be to embrace, explore, and be inspired with you, the human, as the center of the artistry. Now, Stacian, sorry for cutting you across, but I heard through the grapevine that this is not how you started your makeup journey or your modeling journey. Can you give us a brief summary of...
And a little birdie told me something. You heard it through the grapevine. I heard something from a birdie.
So wow. As they said, wall have ears. So I'm assuming everything has ears.
And now our listeners will hear it on the Me and SFV podcast.
This is a scoop.
Was not on the radio before.
No. But I'm also very intrigued, because a part of what we talk about in this episode of beauty and self-care is also transformation and managing change. And at SFV, you know, we are also busy on a transformation journey, busy changing the way that we give public services, busy making self-service available via technology. So get your My SFV portal, embrace technology indeed. But all of that comes with change, learning new ways of communicating, dabbling into artificial intelligence, making sure that you're aware of what is possible. But it also often comes with some resistance, but we press on. And I know the birdie and the grapevine told us that you went through different phases of change as well throughout your career. So we definitely like to hear a little bit more about that and how you dealt with maybe resistance to this new brand or persona that you have established over the years?
So within Stacey and Taylor Studio, it's makeup artistry, photography assistant, modeling agency, creative concept development, and there's always one I keep forgetting. Oh my goodness, that's not good. But before I get to where I am today, my first job was actually as a sandwich artist.
There it is.
Yes, a sandwich artist.
The birdie so, is true.
Let me explain to you what a sandwich artist is. So being a sandwich artist at Subway, first I started in Simpson Bay, right across from Soggy. I started there. You would come in, you order your sandwich. When I finish with making that sandwich, you don't want to eat it, because I used to put all the pride and, you know, the love into making the sandwich, in the sandwiches, the wraps, and also the salads. And I would know my customers. The moment they come in, I know exactly what they want, because I guess, you know, I made it so good. They keep coming back for the same. And then after Subway, I actually work at Robbie's Lottery in the evening, where I would count the monies and, you know, determine who would win get paid out. After that, I worked as a casino dealer. First job was at Atlantis Casino, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. That was not good at all. But at the moment, I had a child, so I needed funds.
Yes.
To survive.
Yes.
So I made a lot of sacrifices, give up sleepless nights, just because I needed to get this work in.
So Stacey, and what was the turning point from then?
I'm getting
to now?
There. I'm okay, getting perfect. There. I'm getting there. from Atlantis, I did few other jobs in between. The big one, the biggest one that really brought me here, was working at Liz Claiborne, which was located on Fern Street, right across from the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. I remember a day I was at work, and some tourists came in, and they were looking for a pair of Bermuda short pants, for those who don't know what Bermuda is. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I didn't know. So the boss was in the office, and there were cameras all over. So the moment the client walked up to me, "Do you guys have any Bermudas?" I walked around, I said no. Then she left. The boss came out to me and she said, "What were they looking for?" I said, "A pair of Bermudas." She said, "And you told them no?" I said, "Yes." She walked around. She basically held my hand. I walked around in the store and said, "This is Bermuda. This is Bermuda." And there were like seven different types colors and to choose from. She said, "As of today, I need you to pay attention to every single thing in the store and to learn from them." And that was my wake-up call. Mm-hmm. That was my wake-up call. It was a little bit scary because I was just getting into, you know, the fashion and everything. It was a little bit scary. So I made sure every day when I go to work, I take note of all the styles and, you know, and make sure that I even look the part when I go to work.
Nice.
And that attract clients. You know, whenever they come to the store, they would want me to, you know, to style them and those type of things. So that's where my passion for fashion developed.
Nice. Passion for fashion. Yeah.
This is so inspiring to listen to you, Stacey Ann. And there are so much more questions that we want to ask you, especially about career opportunities, but also how it is for you as an entrepreneur to manage all the different aspects of the academy and your business. So lots of questions. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
SZV, your social and health insurance is
have medical insurance from SZV? Remember, your medical insurance is only valid on Dudson Martin. Traveling abroad for vacation or a short stay, we recommend you purchase medical travel insurance.
SZV, yeah, yeah. Your social health insurance.
Welcome back to Me and SFV. My name is Sharon and I'm here with Stacey Ann Taylor, Milushka and Parveen, and we're all talking about beauty, self-care, innovation. This is part two, so episode six. So for part one of the show, please go and look for episode five, where we kicked off this lovely conversation that actually touches on mental health. It touches on innovation. We talk about artificial intelligence. We talk about access to healthcare and how that in itself plays a role in your self-care. And in this segment, we're talking about the entrepreneurial journey of Stacey Ann Taylor. And previously, before the break, we spoke about your transition from a sandwich artist, I love, to a stylist as one of your stepping stones and key focus areas of your business right now. So one of the questions I have for you, Stacey Ann, is what would be an advice you would give to anyone that's struggling to make the next step in their career? Maybe they're curious about making a change. What would your advice be to them?
As the Nike slogan goes, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. I live by that slogan.
Short and sweet.
Daily. Yes. I live by that slogan daily. But at the end of the day, not everyone's life experience are the same.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I live by that slogan is because of my experiences. I came from a poor neighborhood in Jamaica. And it have taught me a whole lot, like to cherish every single thing. So perhaps that's why I ended up choosing this path, is to help people and to encourage them. So just do it. Whatever comes to mind that is positive, you work towards it.
Yes.
You use it. And sometimes you might forget. Make note of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to it.
Yes, yes. Parveen, I think we can definitely relate to that at SFV. In our Beyond 3.0 transition journey, we have very ambitious goals. But we also have that attitude of, hey, we have to do this.
We have to do it to prevent a complete standstill, so to say. But also to keep learning as an organization, but also as individuals. So the learning aspect, to me, can not be emphasized enough. As human beings, we are together forming the organization. Together we are forming the community. And we as a community should continuously develop ourselves in order to reach to a next step.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is not necessarily more wealth or more more material things. A next step can also be more and better conversations, the ability to better comprehend certain things, the ability to deal with situations in a better way than you did before. So there are many skills that we all can develop regardless of the situation that you are in.
Yes.
So both for our employees, but also for our esteemed customers and employers, we would like to be that. Yeah, perhaps Sharon, you find it too much of an ambition, but I think SFV would also like to be an inspiration to others.
Yes, it is ambitious. It requires, like we spoke about, managing change and, for lack of a better word, fighting resistance, but also gaining support. And I think in part of these conversations that we're having in the podcast, but also at information sessions, or if you follow our social media, we've really made that switch of finding a good balance between the organizational ambitions, the community and society needs, embracing technology, and being a support system for each other. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to achieve at SFV is also about contributing to a better quality of life.
Exactly.
And I think that is also part of this conversation. We talk about beauty, and listeners might be wondering, like, hey, what does SFV want to say about beauty, and why are we talking about cats? But at the end of the day, it's about quality of life, breaking down barriers, challenging stigmas and really bringing us together as a community and even our international listeners, bringing that a stronger sense of awareness as to what is happening in society, what is happening in the world, and how collectively we can feel inspired by what's happening, feel challenged, and also embrace those changes, but also not be alone. We spoke about mental health as well. A simple phrase such as, you know, hey, I'm not feeling too well today, can be an easy way to indicate that you need additional assistance in something. Maybe if you're feeling down a bit, beauty can help, you know, just throw on your favorite lipstick, throw on your favorite outfit, and have that confidence in yourself. So yeah, this has been a really special episode, part two, so definitely part one as well, where we definitely tapped into a lot of different angles, and maybe for some also hopefully broke down some stereotypes around beauty and self-care. I know you and I had a discussion of, you know, what will be the theme, you know, one side beauty, one side self-care. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think the discussion showed that it's all intertwined.
It is mm-hmm. connected, and the beauty from the outside cannot go without the beauty from the inside.
Exactly.
Yes.
So yeah, really great episode, and I actually think we have Sharon, you and I, we have some pressing matters to discuss because we cannot end this show without asking both our creative artists here for some quick wins. So can you share with our listeners the must-have tips, Miluska, from your experience, and Stacey-Ann, from your experience, some tips and tricks when it comes to the beauty aspect? What are the must-dos? What are the don't-dos?
The must-dos in makeup, when it comes to makeup, you must have clean makeup brushes or tools in order for you to get that flawless finish, and for you to avoid getting unnecessary breakouts. Then you don't wanna have to visit the doctor.
Yes.
Okay. On the checklist, clean makeup tools.
Clean makeup tools, and make sure you have a small container of alcohol to sanitize your lipstick, because you know sometimes you might end up with cold sores, and then you apply your favorite lipstick on top of it, then that bacteria is going into the lipstick. So always try to sanitize the lipstick.
Yes, and that requires a family doctor visit.
Oh yes.
Thank you, that is most helpful, and it's a great refresher. I think deep down we all know, but being in the rush of the moment, you do things quickly, but it's a great refresher, and I have some homework to do. Milou, any quick wins that you can share with our listeners?
Sure. From the artistry side, I would say be inspired and just be daring. Go out there and slay. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, but whatever you feel on the inside reflects on the outside as well. So work on the inside, and it will definitely shine through.
For me, even though you didn't ask me, Parveen, but I think from SZV side, we would like to say embrace change, be proactive, and keep following what's happening. A lot is changing at SZV, like we mentioned before, to improve quality of life. So join us on this journey. You can follow SZV on our Facebook page, or we have Instagram, we have LinkedIn, and you can also find Stacey-Ann Taylor Studios on Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, all the social media channels. So if you're going to follow any of them, definitely follow us. And yeah, definitely also make sure you subscribe to the podcast.
And that brings us to the end of this beautiful episode. Episode number 6 of season 5, Me and SZV. It was a pleasure to create this together with our esteemed guest, Stacey-Ann Taylor from the Stacey-Ann Studio, Miluska Yusen from SZV. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Can I just leave one advice? Even if it seems hard, it's okay to pause, but never stop.
Perfect.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Until the next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Your social and health.